Yes, I've seen similar scoreline as last week. It's finished 2-0 to Riga, and that man, Gabriel Ramos, scored a brace. He scored one last week. They give Riga the lead, and he scored two this evening. Two great goals, and two goals that sort of ended the tie. Particularly his opener on 33 minutes, side footed home from close range, and his second goal is a wonder strike in 76 minutes, broke clear down the left hand side, cut inside, and fired into the top corner. Rory Higgins will be bitterly disappointed because his team didn't really get going at all last week in the first leg, and that's where it sort of fell apart for them. Tonight is where he'll be really annoyed because his team had enough chances in that first half an hour to get back into the tie, if not even go in front on the tie, despite trailing 2-0 from last week's first leg. Akintunde had two good chances, particularly one when he's one-on-one, keeper to beat and fired it wide. And then just as if you don't take your chances at this level, it comes back to bite you, and that's exactly what happened. And Ramos showed them how to do it. They scored another brace of two stunning strikes, as I said. The pleasing aspect from tonight's game, Michael Duffy came off the bench for the final 20 minutes. That's his first start. And I think it's 6 or 7 months now, so that's a big, big boost for Derry to get him back. There was a significant moment late on. Owen Toole, the Derry City skipper, was substituted by manager Rory Higgins. There's a lot of talk that possibly could be his last game with Bolton Wanderers, possibly making a move for Owen. So bringing him off for Kieran Colby 5 minutes to go, it was probably one of them sort of gestures that the fans could give Owen a bit of a round of applause. But we'll have to watch that space to see how that goes.